Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to How To Tuesday. If you hear a hissing in the background, that is because Scott Walker and I are canning some tuna. He's got his pressure cooker going, and so that's what that noise is. I think the steam's about to come out. Scott, one of the things that I notice about you and Steve when I fish with you guys is that there are some common rigs that basically go out every single day, no matter what we're going fishing for. When you're setting up a boat, we're not sure exactly what the weather's going to do. We might fish for a whole bunch of different things. We're not quite sure. What are your go-to rigs that you have basically every day?
Whenever I set up the boat for the reef, we'll have one rod, basically just with a leader on it and a 5-0 hook. Just right, always off to the side, clean leader in case a sailfish or a dolphin swim up. Just grab a live bait and it's ready to go. Matter if I'm yellowtailing, kingfishing, always have one bait ready for a sail or a pelagic that's going to swim up. And the Florida Keys, at any given time on anchor, while you're fishing for yellowtails or mangroves, a sailfish, a cobia, or even a dolphin can swim right up to the back of the boat. And if you don't have a dedicated rod that no one's using, that fish is going to swim up to the boat and swim away from the boat by the time you can retie. They're always moving. So just having one rod always ready for a pelagic is my number one move. And number two would be to always have a jig ready, a white jig, 1/2 ounce. It can catch anything that swims. A sailfish will eat it, a dolphin will eat it, a cobia will eat it, and also anything else that should swim up. And it's a great bait just to put a shrimp on and cast and check the depths, check the bottom, check mid depths. And then you have those two setups along with your actual yellowtail tackle, your snapper tackle, you're ready for anything that comes up behind your boat.
Right on. So just have those kind of set in the rod holder no matter what you're fishing for, ready to go. Mm-hmm. And you'll probably catch a lot more of these opportunity type fish.
That's right.
All right. Good tips. Thank you, Scott.